Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The Senate has passed a bill forcing union railway workers to accept a tentative agreement brokered with railway management. NPR's Drew Massey reports the bill does not include sick leave protections workers have been asking for.
For months, union workers have campaigned to include paid sick days in a contract negotiated earlier this year by the Biden administration. Though the underlying deal and sick leave amendment passed in the House, the provision for sick days failed to clear the 60-vote threshold needed in the Senate. All Democrats but one, Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, voted in favor. When asked about the single-party holdout, Senator Elizabeth Warren signaled that there's still more to be done.
This is a very profitable industry, demanding that these workers be on call 365 days a year. I think that's fundamentally wrong, and all I can do is vote my own conscience.
The final vote was 52-43. Juma Say, NPR News, Washington.
Minnesota nurses have set a date to go on strike. Minnesota Public Radio's Michelle Wiley reports some 15,000 nurses intend to walk off the job December 11th if they can't reach a deal by then.
Back in September, nurses walked out for 3 days after negotiations stalled. Now they're planning on a second strike, but this time it'll be for 3 weeks. And at some hospitals, they're planning to go out indefinitely. One of the biggest sticking points at the bargaining table is staffing levels. Zoe Omri is a nurse in a Minneapolis suburb.
Every time I decide to go to work, I'm afraid, what am I going to meet? What's going to happen today? If my patient's going to stay alive, am I going to be a mother, a babysitter for other nurses who do not really know what's going on?
Allina Health, which represents four of the hospitals, said in a statement they're deeply disappointed in the decision. Nurses have been working without a contract since the summer. For NPR News, I'm Michelle Wiley in Minneapolis.
Ever wonder what hot lava sounds like? Well, it sounds a lot like that. And right now, a bunch of it is pouring out of Hawaii's Mauna Loa volcano and drawing thousands of visitors and others to the Big Island as the volcano shows its stuff for the first time in 38 years. Among those taking in the awe-inspiring sight, Ann Anderson, a nurse and Hawaii resident.
It's like Mother Nature showing us her face. So, yeah. It's pretty exciting.
Plenty of tourists are also showing up to take in what could be the once-in-a-lifetime show. Hotels are filling up in and around Hilo, and helicopter tours are reportedly in high demand. Wells Fargo is the latest big company to announce it is wielding the jobs-cutting axe. That's according to business news service Bloomberg, citing people familiar with the matter, who say the bank is cutting hundreds of jobs in its mortgage business as a result of rising interest rates that have weighed on the housing market and pushed some buyers to the sidelines. Stocks closed on a mixed note today. The Dow was down 194 points. This is NPR. The head of the Commodities Futures Trading Commission is calling on lawmakers to pass legislation that would impose strict rules on cryptocurrency exchanges. It follows the recent collapse of FTX and the fact other crypto platforms have also been into trouble recently. Speaking to members of the Senate Agricultural Committee, Chair Rustin Benham said he supports a bill that would give his small agency policing power over the trading in Bitcoin, Ether, and other digital assets classified as commodities. FTX collapsed last month on the heels of reports it misused customer funds. Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher Gaylord Perry has died at the age of 84. He is best known for throwing a spitball, that is an illegal pitch, and writing an autobiographical confession about it while his career was ongoing. Greg Eklund has the story.
Gaylord Perry and his brother Jim grew up in North Carolina, and they became one of the best brotherly pitching tandems in baseball history. 30 years after the 1970 All-Star Game, Gaylord recalled when both of them pitched against each other while he played for San Francisco and Jim was with the Minnesota Twins.
We were hoping to start that game, to be the first brothers ever start an All-Star game, and I guess the managers didn't want us to do that.
Perry pitched for 22 years in the big leagues, compiled 314 career wins, and entered the Hall of Fame in 1991. For NPR News, I'm Greg Eklund.
Crude oil futures prices settled little change today, retreating from an earlier rally over expectations of possible easing in China. Oil up only 67 cents a barrel today. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.